Nathan Peterman, who was a draft pick for the Buffalo Bills and now on the roster as a quarterback. And he joins us right now on the telephone here on 1010XL 92.5 FM. Nate, good to talk to you, man. I know you're a couple of days away from getting up to Buffalo. I hope you're having a nice summer because it's almost on.
Yes, it's been good. Been able to get a little bit of work in, and definitely just good to be home for a little bit.
What's the deal for you now? Can you give us a little insight on how it works, what you have the next couple of days, and when you will head up to Orchard Park and get ready?
Yeah, so for us, we're going to go right at the end of June, basically, for our little break, and then we don't head up. We kind of all head up at the same time in Buffalo with the veterans, so we get up there. Next Wednesday is when we start up in Rochester. We have our training camp, just a little bit outside of Buffalo. And then other than that, I don't know way too much to expect, just being a rookie. But I'm excited for it and really can't wait.
Nathan, go back to late April, I guess it was. And, you're waiting, watching television, watching the draft and the Buffalo Bills come on the clock. When did you get the phone call? When did you know it was going to be Buffalo? And how much dialogue had they had with you leading up to the draft?
Yeah, it was definitely a roller coaster the whole weekend. It was very tough. But also, when that call came, also just a great moment for our family and me. But I got the call probably, 20 minutes or so before the pick came on TV. And, I remember just looking down at the phone, seeing Orchard Park, New York, and everybody just getting quiet. And then answering that call, I think, was one of the biggest relief moments for me I think I've had in my life. And it was extremely special, getting to hear what they had said and just that they were going to select you. I think is whenever it was, it didn't matter. Just to hear that, hear a lifelong dream come true was pretty cool. But really leading up to the draft, I didn't have too much. They were my only visit, if you don't count the Jaguars and the Steelers, with being from Pitt and, obviously Jacksonville. But I had a visit up there and, enjoyed it, all that, meeting the coaches, talking with them. But other than that, didn't have much communication with them leading up to the draft or anything. So it was a little bit of a surprise, but I could definitely, see where the reasoning and the logic for them. So I was just really excited, and it's been pretty fun up there ever since I left.
Buffalo Bills rookie quarterback Nate Peterman here with us on 1010XL and 92.5 FM. Nate, I always talk to the Jaguar rookies when they're in town, and it's interesting, the roller coaster, as you mentioned. You get drafted, you have no idea where you're going, you have to drop everything, go to rookie minicamp in a unfamiliar city, and then you got all the OTAs and the minicamp, obviously. Just kind of talk about your last, 2.5 months and the craziness that is being a rookie in the NFL.
Yeah, it's you hit it right on the head. It's definitely a roller coaster, and now I kind of see why the Senior Bowl and the Combine and all those things were so hard, and why they did kind of put you right into the fire right when your plane landed, because that's exactly how OTAs and rookie minicamp and all those things were. So it definitely was a lot, getting thrown the playbook basically right after the draft, and then going to execute those things the next weekend. And then, from that next weekend of three practices, basically going straight into OTAs, where now you're practicing with the veterans and the standard is raised even higher, was a good growing experience for me. And it's something that I think is going to help me a lot going into training camp is, getting all those reps that I did throughout OTAs, throughout, our mandatory mini camp, and hopefully, taking the next step from in the playbook and in this offense to where I can help the team more.
Nathan, ESPN's Todd McShay said you were a steal for the Bills, and he called you the most pro-ready of all the quarterbacks in this past draft class. Did you go back and read any of the things that people wrote once you were drafted?
No, I didn't. Maybe my family did, and I think they get too involved in that sometimes. But, I've heard that from people around, and it's certainly flattering, but then again, it is just talk, and my biggest focus right now is just to go prove myself on the field, with concrete actions, and I think that's what speaks the loudest. So I've been working real hard, this whole break I've had, gotten a little time off vacation, but now I'm ready to get back at it and ready you know, been diving in that playbook so that I can go out there and just be ready to execute when the time comes.
Buffalo Bills quarterback Nathan Peterman by way of Bartram Trail High School with us here on the Frangie Show, 1010 XL, 92.5 FM. Man, if you read what everybody said, then everybody wrote you off when you were at Tennessee, and then all of a sudden you do great things in Pittsburgh. What changed for you overall? I mean, not just that period. It's so interesting to me. You know, when we talk about quarterback, we talk about recruiting all the time. You know, the scene at Bartram Trail and around here. And to see quarterbacks go from, say, their junior year to senior year and how much those kids develop, and all of a sudden all the big schools start coming after them. Well, for you, it was a little bit different. You got the big schools coming after you. But really, your career took off when you went to Pittsburgh. What changed for you, and why did it develop you into a quarterback now that's battling for a spot and playing time in the NFL?
Yeah, I mean, I've gotten this question a couple of times, even from NFL teams, you know, through the draft process. And you know, everybody's wondering what was the big change and, you know, what flipped from Tennessee to Pitt. And I think my biggest thing was, you know, while I learned some great lessons at Tennessee, and, you know, there's definitely a lot of teaching moments for me there that I think made me a better quarterback. Really, my confidence and all those things never changed. You know, even through the ups and the downs, which there was a lot of downs for sure at Tennessee, I think that's one of the biggest, most valuable traits as a quarterback, is just to keep a level head and keep your confidence. Because confidence is really, I think, one of the most important aspects of a quarterback. So for me, I think it was just keeping that throughout the whole time. And then, you know, when I got a few more opportunities at Pitt, just to keep working, keep your nose to the grindstone. And then when those came, just to capitalize on them, and stopped overthinking things maybe a little bit as a young player, you know, in the SEC, and just realized that football is football and it's meant to be fun. And, you know, you definitely work at it, but at the same time, you know, it's there to enjoy.
Whether you call it bounce back or development or whatever it is, pretty cool to see what you've been able to do. And I think it's a nice story to tell, especially some of those kids that you go back to see at Bartram Trail High School and really all over the country, I'm sure. And now you'll kind of grow into that Buffalo community. You know, talk about the quarterback spot in Buffalo. You have Tyrod Taylor, Cardale Jones, and yourself. Do you put extra emphasis, pressure, timetables on this? Is this a redshirt year for you in the NFL? Are you trying to compete for a starting job? What's your outlook as you head into camp next week?
Yeah, I mean, those are some things I learned from college, too, just about the game of football, that, you know, just to always compete. I've always been a competitor, first of all, just, you know, my whole life, even since, you know, I was a little kid wrestling with my dad. I always thought I should be beating him. but, you know, I think...
Let your dad win, man.
No, he definitely did. But, you know, just I think that fighting spirit's always been in me, so... You know, I'm a competitor. I'm going to go compete. And, you know, the biggest thing I think in football you learn is that that ball is not round, doesn't bounce the way that, you know, you always think it will. So there's always, you know, some, things that you can't prepare for. And so, you know, I'm just going in, you know, going to compete my butt off and be ready for whenever my time is. So whether it's this year, it's the first snap, or whether it's, you know, down the road, I mean, I'm going to be ready and just try to help, you know, the team as much as I can.
Couple more moments here with Nathan Peterman of the Buffalo Bills. You know, Nathan, you know, when you go to Buffalo and you go into the NFL as a rookie, you leave Pitt, you were the starting quarterback, you were the man on that football team. Now you walk into that locker room and there's LeSean McCoy and there's Sammy Watkins and there are these, you know, pros NFL players. What has the experience been like for you as a rookie to this point of interacting with your veteran teammates?
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, you know, obviously you go to a new team, there's different dynamics, there's different, you know, groups and things and ways that guys get along. And, you know, the good thing for me is I think, you know, my transfer was a positive with that, you know, that I got to go through basically, you know, something like this where, you know, I wasn't necessarily the lowest guy on the totem pole like I am now, but, you know, I went through a transition phase, you know, between teams. And, you know, biggest thing is the guys have been great. You know, the first time I walked in the locker room, LeSean McCoy was the first one to find me, being a fellow Pitt guy, and was just really welcoming to me and really great. And then on the practice field, he's been, you know, a great help and always, you know, ready to pat me on the butt when I do something well and, you know, just be a good presence for me. And then I think Sammy's been the same way. You know, all the veterans, Tyrod, TJ Yates, Cardale, you know, that whole room has been great for me too. just, you know, getting to learn from them, compete with them, and, you know, I just really enjoying it right now and definitely working my way up, but just enjoying the process.
Matt Canada was your offensive coordinator at Pitt. He left for LSU. How do you think he'll be able to turn around the Tigers offense that has struggled as of late?
Yeah, I'm excited to see what happens. I mean, I don't know much about LSU or any of the players. You know, it's funny, the guy that sits right next to me was a first-round draft pick this year, Tre'Davious White. So maybe I'll talk to him a little bit about it. But, you know, I wish the best for Coach Canada. I know we had a lot of success this last year, so hopefully he can go and do that for them.
All right, two quick questions to end things. Is this better that you didn't end up in Jacksonville? And you go to Buffalo, I mean, because sometimes being at home and, you know what
weather
I mean?
Weather for training camp is better.
Yeah, that's true. Don't ask them in November or December, though.
Yeah, that's why I said training camp.
But you know what I mean? Like, sometimes it's cool, yeah. The idea of it, because they have an NFL team here, but there's also something about being home and all that stuff, too, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I always love being home, but, you know, I think God has a plan for everything, you know, and there's a reason for everything, and certainly with the draft, it's so uncontrollable. You have no idea where you're going to go. So you always wonder why certain things happen. But I definitely trust in God and why things have happened the way they have. And, you know, feel like I've got a great opportunity where I'm at. And it's definitely where he wants me to be. So I'm just extremely thankful for the Bills and for them making that decision and just ready for training camp.
Last question for you. I got to ask you about Bartram Trail. I mean, what a job Darrell Sutherland has done down there. How proud of you are of that program and what they've built and being a part of that. I mean, gosh, they have a litany of quarterbacks. I mean, they don't have enough snaps, man, to go around at the quarterback position. They have so many good quarterbacks. Can you speak to that program and how they've been able to keep that thing rolling through guys like you that have gone through and were so successful?
Yeah, I can't say enough about Coach Sutherland and that program. And, you know, I think, you know, you look over all the years and what's the underlying factor, the thing that's always been there is Coach Sutherland. So I think there's a reason that, you know, so many good quarterbacks, especially a lot of good players, you know, unbelievable amount of good players, but good quarterbacks too that have come through there. And I think it's a big testament to Coach Sutherland and the leadership that he teaches and, you know, the just how to be a man, really, what it means to be a real man. And you know, I've always, every time I go back there and speak, I'm always saying, you know, they say QBU or wide receiver U or whatever in college, but, you know, that's got to be QBHS there, because I think, you know, what he's built there and the talent they always have coming out really speaks to him, because quarterback is more than just an athletic, you know, position. It's about, you know, being a man and being a leader and those things. So I think that's why you've seen, you know, so many guys come from there that have been successful. So I can't wait to see another. They got a game on ESPN August 26th, I believe, if I'm correct.
Yes.
But I'll definitely be tuning into that and, you know, just looking forward to seeing them play.
All right, drive up the hype machine. How good is Joey Gatewood?
Hey, I think he's pretty good. Riley's pretty good. I got to throw with both of them about a week ago. Had a camp there. So I think, you know, they're all really good. They got a talented team, and I'm ready to see them on that game on ESPN.
Nate, I know you have a lot going on and kind of trying to chill out before camp starts, but I appreciate you answering the phone and coming on with us for a few minutes. We're proud of our Jacksonville guys, so we wish you the best up in Buffalo.
Oh, thank you so much. Appreciate you guys having me.